Proverbs chapter number 31, we'll begin in verse number 10. What a wonderful song. Young people, you did a great job. Thank you so much for that. I have a goodly heritage. Amen. Listen, folks, the most important things in this world are not things. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 31, if you'll look at verse number 10. Proverbs 31:10. If you're able to stand, please do. For the reading of the Bible, Proverbs 31 and verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Jump down to verse number 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for an opportunity, dear God, to put the spotlight on this amazing portion of Scripture. And Lord, we're going to spend some time offering up praise for virtuous mothers. Praise for virtuous mothers. And Lord, I pray, dear God, that as we do, Lord, not only would the mothers feel honored today, but also a new generation, a younger generation of young ladies would aspire to want to seek your approval, dear God, to aspire to want to follow your precepts and principles, dear God. The culture paints a whole different picture and points young ladies in an entirely different direction. But Lord, thank you for the word of God. It changes not. It changes not. Lord, it read the same way 400 years ago that it reads today. And Lord, thank you for the women, dear God, scattered all over this country, the true ladies that have esteemed what the Bible says and what God wishes above anything that the world would offer. And Lord, they deserve a moment of praise here this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Very good. There are two different women that are described in much detail in the book of Proverbs. These two women live in opposite moral universes. They are mirrored opposite of each other. One is praised by the Lord and one is condemned by the scriptures. One builds her house and the other tears it down with her hands. One is held up as an example for every young lady to aspire to, and the other is held up as a warning, someone to avoid becoming at all cost. One is a wonderful representative of a holy God, and one is a woeful representative of a wicked culture. One is the prototype of femininity, and the other is the antithesis of femininity. One is the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, and one is the strange woman of Proverbs chapter number 7. Most of you in this room have been blessed with a virtuous mother. And by the way, God declares this sainted lady to be as rare as precious gems and of much greater value. The Bible says that rubies pale in comparison to her. She is the bejeweled cornerstone of both the blessed home and a blessed nation. And this morning, we want to put the spotlight on the virtuous mom, the virtuous mothers. The closing verses of this closing proverb proclaims some undeniable truths. The virtuous mom should be honored. The virtuous mom should be praised. The Bible says in verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. It goes on to say her husband also, and he praiseth her. Verse number 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou, the virtuous woman, excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, But the Bible declares this, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. So in this portion of scripture, we see that her children from time to time should stand to their feet and proclaim her as blessed. Her husband should echo their praise with a hearty amen. Her nation should join in to support, to celebrate that there are still mothers who fear the Lord. Her virtuous works praise her. Her tireless tasks testify of her rare value. Her sweetness and her godliness shine like a lighthouse in the midst of a confused and corrupt culture. Think about that. And here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church this morning, we want to join in the chorus of praise to show our appreciation and applaud the Christian mothers who are among us this morning. Now, young people, there's many reasons that you ought to spend some time praising your mother today. And we're going to look at some of those reasons as they unfold throughout this precious proverb here. So we'll work our way down this precious proverb. And we're going to look into the Bible and see what God declares as points of praise in the virtuous woman. Number one, the virtuous mom. The virtuous mom is a wonderful, trustworthy companion to her husband. Proverbs 31, verse 11 and 12, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now, the virtuous woman is wonderful because of her determination to be a blessing to her husband. She's trustworthy because she will never give her husband any reason to doubt her loyalty to him. She can be counted upon for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. It doesn't matter. She's there right beside him. Now, young ladies, as you grow up here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you're going to have a choice to choose. You can choose to join the ranks of the fickle and flirtatious females of our day, or you can begin now to develop the virtues of loyalty and chastity. Save your heart for the person of God's choosing, and then be good to him all the days of your life. Proverbs 18:22 says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The virtuous woman dedicates herself to making her husband a success. Proverbs 31, if you look down to verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Noted among the virtuous woman and her attributes is the stated fact of her husband's good reputation and godly stature in the community. He's respected and he's successful. Much of this success, I promise you folks, can be attributed to his wife. She does her God-given job so he can focus on God's calling for his life. She also pitches in and helps him with what God has called him to do. Because of these things, she's a vital ingredient to all of the success that he experiences. I have stated publicly and I've stated often that if you were to dust for fingerprints anything that I've ever succeeded at, you would find my wife's fingerprints on it somewhere. I was very blessed to marry a woman who spent her life helping me to be a success in what God has called me to do. And my wish for you young wives is to heed these types of examples and hear this message, that you would choose to do the same for the man that God has given to you. And children, let me say this. If you're blessed with a mother who loves your dad, seeks to do him good, helps to make him a success, and is a loyal and faithful companion, then you are blessed. You are blessed. And you should praise your mother for being a good wife to your father. Number two, a virtuous mom is industrious. I'm going to read several verses in Proverbs 31. Look at verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Verse number 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Proverbs 31, 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Young lady, make no mistake, biblical femininity is no excuse to avoid work. Just the opposite is true. A Christian lady heeds well the warnings found in the Bible against slothfulness. It is ladylike to jump in and help. It is ladylike to roll up your sleeves and work. And the true virtuous woman is always looking for opportunities to serve. And again, most of you young people, you've been blessed with a hardworking mom. Come on, I'm giving you reasons. The Bible says her children shall rise up and praise her. Well, how should I praise her? You praise her for being a good wife to your dad. And you praise her and compliment and applaud her for all that she does for you and for your family. Compliment her for her industry, for her industry. Number three, the Bible teaches us the virtuous mom is financially wise. Proverbs 31, verse 14, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Now, folks, a merchant buys wisely. A merchant buys wholesale. He goes the extra distance to secure the best prices for quality goods. One of the things we're trying to train our young ladies in around here is to learn to be wise shoppers. Being a wise shopper and being frugal with your money will make you a future blessing to your to both your husband and to your family. And I know this is basic stuff, but you know, as you go shopping with your mom, and she has to look at four different labels, and she has to look and calculate four different brands, and as she's and all you want to do is get to the candy aisle, all right? Maybe you ought to pay attention to what she's doing, because you know what she's doing? She's being wise financially. Proverbs 31, verse 16, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. The virtuous woman, the Bible says, in this time, she gardens. Instead of buying everything, she's willing to put in some work to raise fresh produce. For the price of a handful of seeds, she stocks her cupboards with nourishing homegrown fruits and vegetables. Proverbs 31, 18, she perceiveth, look at verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Doesn't sound like laziness to me. Doesn't sound like she's being foolish to me. The cheapest choice is not always the best choice. The virtuous woman not only looks for a reasonable price, but also considers carefully the quality of the merchandise. So many things, young people, if you're not careful, you just take for granted. Proverbs 31, 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. The virtuous woman is a stay-at-home entrepreneur. In addition to her bargain shopping and her gardening and her wise purchases, she develops other skills that allows her to earn an income while still seeing to the needs of her family. Praise the Lord. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you better look around, pay attention. A lot of children, a lot of teenagers, you're taking for granted mama. You're taking for granted mama. Some of you young ladies that have now gone on and up into years, and now you're married, and now you're managing a household. All of a sudden, you're looking at your mama with a new appreciation for all the things that she made look so easy. What are you saying, preacher? Praise her. Praise her. Not just the children. Come on, husbands, let's join in on it, and let's praise her for being a virtuous woman. Number four, the virtuous mom is well skilled in homekeeping. Proverbs 31, 15, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maids. Verse 19, she layeth her hand to the spindle and her whole hands hold the distaff. Verse number 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household, needeth not the bread of idleness. What are you doing, preacher? I'm just standing up in 2026. You preacher, don't you know what year it is? It's 2026, yes. And I know that the word of God will never pass away. And the truth of the Bible that was good for a nation 200 years ago is good for a nation today. And folks, if we could get a revival, if we really wanted to see this country change for Christ, maybe we ought to start with getting back to training our young ladies to be virtuous women, to train them to deem what God deems as important and to turn their back on what all that the culture seems to be promoting for them to believe and for them to be. Think about that. She looketh, verse 27, well to the ways of her household. She's skilled in homekeeping. Folks, listen to me. Without my wife, I live in a house. Because of my wife, I live in a home. In a home. Something a man cannot do is change a house into a home. But God has gifted women with the ability to walk in and what was just a structure, just a house, just a building, all of a sudden becomes a home. Every young lady needs to develop the character and the skills that you will use daily as a wife and mother. Learn to cook nutritious, money-saving meals from scratch. Learn to sew. Learn from your mother how to manage a family. The virtuous woman looks well to the ways of her household. Family's important to her. Children are important to her. Her husband is important to her. Her home is important to her. She does not she not only does she see to it that her husband is helped, but she also manages the children seeing to their individual needs. Man, I'm telling you, we're blessed to have godly mothers. This involves getting out of bed early. She riseth while it is yet night. Her day starts long before most people's. And young people, come on, many of you children, hours after you've already nestled your head and went to sleep, she's still out. She's still up. She's still cleaning. She's still working. She's still getting ready for the next day. Please listen to me. It's time to say thank you. It's time to praise her. Come on, kids. Time to stop the mumbling. Time to stop the complaining. Come on, look right up here. Shame on you. Shame on you as hard as your mama works. Shame on you for giving her a hard time. The Bible says you have a virtuous woman, a virtuous mom. You ought to rise up to your feet and you ought to bless. You ought to bless her name. Number five, the virtuous mom is tender-hearted towards those in need. Proverbs 31:20, look at verse, there's so much in this chapter, folks. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. A very Christ-like attribute for all of us to learn is that of helping those in need. And by the way, read the Gospels. Find me a place where Jesus bypassed an opportunity to help someone less fortunate than himself. And we see that Christ-like trait, it seems like, in a real way infused into the character of a virtuous woman. She's proactive in seeking out opportunities to help others. She stretches out her hand. She reacheth forth her hands. One of the greatest of all virtues to learn as a young lady is that of compassionate care towards those who are truly in need. Well, this is a good thing for all of us to learn. By the way, you can start by looking around in your own family. How about looking around in your church? How about looking around in your community for people, watch this, who need a hand up? A hand up. I'm not interested in giving handouts. But if somebody really wants to, come on, get back up on their feet, and they're willing to put some effort in it themselves, then you know what? I'm all for giving a hand up. Be a friend to the friendless. Boy, this is the virtuous woman. She doesn't have any trouble at all seeking out the stranger, the new visitor in church. Sensitive to the needs of young ladies in the church house. She keeps an eye for those that may, come on, some of our bus kids come in and maybe they come from less than fortunate situations. And you know, who notices it the quickest? the godly women here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. God just hardwired them that way. Be a friend to the friendless, a provider to the poor. I believe that God blesses those who are willing to stop and bless others. Give me Bible, Proverbs 21:13. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself and shall not be heard. And God puts a high value and I believe uniquely rewards those who are willing to help people who cannot help themselves. A great mother is a compassionate mother. A compassionate mother. Young people, let's stand up today and let's praise her for that. Number six, the virtuous mom is modest and feminine in her attire. Proverbs 31:22, and she maketh herself, that next word's important, folks, coverings. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, in like manner also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, modest apparel. Think about it as we contrast, and by the way, it'd be a great study for any lady to do, but if you go into the book of Proverbs and you contrast the virtuous woman with the strange woman, then one of the things that you'll notice is that they dress differently. Say, where do you find that? In Proverbs chapter 7, the Bible talks about a man that's looking out of the casement of his house, and he sees a young man come down the street. And this young man is described as a youth, a young man void of understanding, and he passes through the street near the corner of the strange woman. He's there in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And verse number 10 says, and behold, there met him a woman. Are you listening, young man? I wish I could tell you that every woman was a virtuous woman. That is not true. And every woman is not a blessing. That is not true. And behold, there met him a woman, the Bible says this, with the attire of an harlot and subtile of heart. Again, virtue is contrasted with strangeness. When God sees a woman that's living right and doing right, he proclaims her as being worth far beyond rubies, and yet he finds a woman who chooses to live in a wicked and worldly way, and the Bible word that he uses is strange. God considers it strange that you would take everything that I created you to be and pervert it in such a fashion. He considers that strange. Would to God we'd get back to considering it as strange. Think about that. We learn that the strange woman here adorns herself with the attire of an harlot. By the way, put your seatbelt on for a few minutes, all right? Let me tell you the great difference between a pastor who loves his congregation and a pastor who does not. The pastor who loves his congregation will tell them the truth of God's word, even when it's not popular. And so here, the Bible says she adorns herself with the attire of an harlot. What does that mean, preacher? Clothes designed to expose her flesh and advertise her immoral leanings. Virtue, when we talk about the virtuous woman, she made herself coverings. Her clothes are described as coverings. She adorns herself with the modesty she chooses of femininity and modesty. And she's safe in the way that she dresses. That is not the dress anymore of, I'm afraid, even the average American woman. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. Amen. During my Bible college days, that's been a while back, I went to Bible college in 1979. I was in Bible college during the 1980s. Please listen to me. During my Bible college days, I spent 6 years. A preacher went to Bible college, yep, Monday through Friday. What'd you do on weekends? I went up into inner city Chicago. Inner city, ghetto, gang-ridden, sin everywhere, Chicago. Every weekend, I'd go up there to tell people about Jesus. Every weekend, We would go up there and to invite people to church. Every Sunday we would take a bus into those hell holes and we'd steal the devil's kids out of his own backyard and bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please listen to what I'm going to say here. Think about this, okay? For a young man from rural small town Indiana, that was an eye-opening experience to say the least. I often say it, I just said it, we snuck into the devil's backyard every weekend to steal his kids. And you talk about a demonic stronghold going to the ghettos of inner city Chicago. Sin was very much in your face in this environment. I saw a lot of things that broke my heart. One of the things that was very common, and please take this seriously, I'm not trying to be funny here, it's not the time to laugh or smirk, but one of the things that was very common in these neighborhoods was prostitution. I picked up some of my bus kids, I picked up every Sunday. I picked up children on Sunday whose mothers made their living selling themselves on the streets. Most Saturday evenings, I would see women on the street. Listen to what I'm going to say. Dressed in a way to let men know that they were for sale. Now, what I'm going to tell you next is going to sound terrible, but I promise you it's absolutely true. Most of the clothes being marketed to teenage girls today, and by the way, sadly, increasingly to adolescent girls, is more immodest than the clothes that Chicago prostitutes were wearing on a Saturday night in the 1980s. And yet pulpits are quiet because they're more worried about losing people than losing the morality of a nation. Now, young men, many of you young men, you have mothers that are the picture of virtue. They're ladies. They're not just women. They're ladies. And you know what? You young ladies ought to compliment mom for that. You young men ought to praise your mom for that. Because not every young person could say that. Think about that. Romans 12:1 says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And young ladies, I've got to blow the trumpet on this. The world's trying to force you into its wicked mold, conform you into something that God never intended you to be. They want to conform you to their ungodly image of the strange woman. Don't buy into their definition of womanhood. Dress distinctively. Your clothes should be unapologetically gender specific and unquestionably modest. Choose to be the exception. Choose to be a lady. Now, what's all that about, preacher? A bunch of you kids, you've got a mama that's that way and has been that way every single day of your life. Don't you grumble, young ladies. Don't you grumble about it. You praise God for it. Okay, don't look across at the strange woman dress and say, well, I wish. No, you be thankful that God gave you a mom that's not only doing the right thing, but training you to do the right thing also. Number eight, the virtuous mom has the strength to live by a code of honor. Proverbs 31, look at verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor, what a combination. This is her covering. This is her protection. What produces femininity? The answer is simple. It's a code of honor. A code of honor that's based on biblical principles, not cultural pressures. She's not swayed by the culture. Come on, I'm talking about a lady that's got to the point where, you know what? Everybody say what you want. Everybody think what you want. There's only one person I want to please. That's Almighty God. Amen. How about getting back to that? She's not swayed by the culture, the crowd, or by the carnal Christians. The tenets of femininity taught in the Word of God provide the basis of her code of honor. Woo! Come on now. Thank God I found one of these. Young men, they're still out there. Don't you settle for anything less, amen. Tenets of femininity taught in the Word of God provide the basis of her code of honor. There are things she simply will not do, places she will not go, clothes she will not wear, and words she will not say, period. You know why? Because she's dedicated her life to the Lord and to holiness and godliness. By the way, if you think that's weakness, you don't know what strength is. Try it. Biblical femininity is not weak. It takes great resolve and incredible inner strength to live a godly life in this ungodly culture. By the way, isn't it time, if we're going to say that we're a Christian, just start acting like it? Isn't it time to turn your back on peer pressure? Come on, and turn your face towards God instead. To decide to live in His light and seek first and foremost His approval. I would encourage every young lady and every grown lady, make biblical tenets of femininity your code of honor and refuse to compromise no matter the consequences. Number 9, the virtuous mom is wise and kind with her words. Proverbs 31, verse 26. Look at verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Wisdom anoints her words. A godly lady passes laws concerning the use of her tongue. She remains silent if what she is tempted to say is either unwise or unkind. Okay, if you don't have anything nice to say, what did grandma tell us? Then don't say anything at all. With God's help, she learns to bridle her tongue, and by doing so, she achieves Christian maturity and self-discipline. James 3:2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body, the whole body. I guess I'm up here just cheerleading the virtuous woman, praising the virtuous woman. Let's get back to pointing the attention and the spotlight on Christian women. They're the ones setting the standard. They're the ones willing to take the criticism. They're the ones that's protecting the morals of a nation. The morals of a nation. So think about that. Number 10, we'll give you the last one. The virtuous mom is dedicated to the care of her family. Come on, think about this. Verse 15, she arises also while it is yet night, giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Verse 21, she's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Wonder who made that happen. Proverbs 31, 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household, eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up, call her blessed. That's the goal. Come on. Come on, you've been given a virtuous wife, gentlemen. Praise her, praise her, praise her. Come on, children, you've been given a virtuous mother. Praise her. Don't give her a hard time. Don't give her an attitude. Go up, give her a hug on a regular basis. Thank you, Mom, for willing to be different in this wicked world. Think about that. She is dedicated to the care of her family. Her family. Folks, there's too many women that have just decided that career is more important than family. It is not. It is not. It isn't. Okay, the success of her husband and the care of her children are priority one. Godly lady manages well the home, sees to it that the needs of her family come first. Oh, children, what are you saying, preacher? It's time that a bunch of us, come on, I don't care if you're my age, Or the youngest guy or the youngest gal in here, it's time to stand up on our feet and praise what ought to be praised and draw attention to what is right. It's time to put away complaining and replace it with praising. How about this? Here's two words that need to come back into your mouth and your vocabulary, young people. Thank you. Thanks, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. And the honest truth is, if you're doing the right thing, you should be saying that many, many times every day. Thank God for the virtuous woman. Thank God for women who still fear the Lord. Proverbs 31:30, favor is deceitful. That's what the world's into. Beauty is vain. You chase that, you'll never find it. But a woman that feareth the Lord, Bible says she shall be praised. Femininity lies in having an awe of Almighty God, a fear of the Lord. True Christian lady wishes to reflect in her life his holiness and his righteousness. Her reverential respect of God allows her to grow in knowledge and understanding and wisdom. It also shields her from foolishness, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So what'd you do this morning for a little while, preacher? Well, we spent this morning honoring the virtuous mom. The virtuous mom. Amen. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, the Bible says, she shall be praised. I think we did what God said to do. The world may never understand, okay? Don't expect them to. The culture will shake its head in disapproval at Christian women. God sees and blesses the lady who chooses virtue over vice. Her husband will praise her. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. And in the end, to gain the approval of God is far better than to pursue the applause of a corrupt, have you noticed? A corrupt and wicked world. So how about it? How about it? Say, preacher, I messed up. Or I didn't have any money. Didn't give mom anything. Oh, I think I just gave you what she needs more than anything. It has nothing to do with a gift or a trinket. It's to hear the voices of her children. Simply recognize what she does every single day and praise it. Amen. And praise it. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the principles and the precepts of the Bible. Thank you that you do not leave us to question in this culture where there is so much confusion. Lord, I pray that we would once again, dear God, as a nation, turn back to the word of God. And Lord, that we would gauge our lives and Lord, set as a standard in our life the principles and precepts that it teaches. And America was certainly a good nation when it was a godly nation. And Lord, the Father, we've drifted from the simple teachings of the Bible. Well, we can turn on the news on almost any given night and see the ongoing consequences. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you that virtuous women still exist. Lord, I want to say thank you to the women here today that's willing to live a Proverbs 31 life in a Proverbs 7 world. They're willing to stand up, step out, speak up, show out for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray, Lord, that the church would applaud it, and husbands would applaud it, and children would applaud it. And would to God we'd see a revival in America where once again we had a nation that would recognize the value of the virtuous woman. We pray these things in Jesus' name.